WMFO Medford. Well, that was great. So we've been listening to Joe Cocker, You Are So Beautiful. Ringo Starr before that with A Little Help from My Friends. Bob Dylan and Joan Baez with God on Our Side. Adele, Rolling in the Deep. The Jimi Hendrix Experience, Bold as Love. Janis Joplin, Me and Bobby McGee. Bob Dylan, A Hard Rain's a Gonna Fall. All right, I think that brings us up to date. WMFO Medford, live at Tufts University. This is The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Just digging into the treasures that I don't usually get a chance to play. So I have a few more of these, and then, well, we'll see what else we have. What else do I want to tell you? So this is a message from the folks at AARP. Says, do your part to help AARP protect Medicare and Social Security benefits and fight back against rising drug costs by, all right, so they want you to go online, www.aarp.org/contribute. Well, okay. The thing is, more than 55 million Americans depend on Medicare to cover their health care needs. And with a steadily rising cost of health care, many older Americans cannot afford any cuts to their Medicare benefits. The typical Medicare beneficiary already spends 17% of his or her income on health care. That's about one out of every $6 of income being spent on health care. If Medicare is cut, how many of these seniors will be forced to make hard choices about what they can afford? And how many of these seniors will be pushed below the poverty line and forced to go without the services they need to live healthy lives? If no action is taken by 2035, Social Security is projected to have insufficient funding to pay out 100% of benefits. That means future retirees could lose more than 20% of their earned benefits. Changes soon can help prevent this shortfall, but we need our elected leaders to get together to take action. AARP is pushing our elected officials to take action to protect the benefits you have earned. So it goes on. I mean, the point is, even if you're a young person listening to this, it's going to affect you down the road. So this is something we all need to be wary of, or aware of. Also, I got something from MassPerg, a consumer watchdog, about food safety flaws, saying that meat and poultry recalls nearly doubled in the last 6 years. The one on right now on romaine lettuce, because they don't have the money to do the proper oversight. The most dangerous recalls to meat nearly doubled over the past 6 years, according to our analysis. And yet, it's still legal for producers to sell meat they know has salmonella in it. Ugh. Okay. It's interesting. I didn't even know this. Lead in fidget spinners. Our researchers found two fidget spinners sold by Target that had up to 300 times the legal limit for lead in children's products. Within days of releasing our test results, Target removed the two spinners from its shelves. I did not know that. I have two of those fidget spinners. I have to find out if they're ones on the targeted list. Vehicles with dangerous defects. More than one in four vehicles surveyed at 8 CarMax dealerships had defects subject to safety recalls, according to a recent report. Also, toxic toy slime and other toy hazards. Our 33rd annual toy safety report found toxics in toy slime and unmarked choking hazards on store shelves. Visit their website at www.massperg.org. Oh, MassPerg, that's what, yeah, I couldn't figure out what the heck that was. MassPergFund.org to stay up to date on the latest consumer alerts about unsafe products and other dangers in the marketplace. If you're going out buying toys for kids, that would be a pretty good thing to go and check the latest consumer alerts from MassPerg. Okay, so those folks came to my door and I said, I would let folks know about that. All right. Okay. Good.
I want to start with a song that means a lot to me this time of year. I made a man with eyes of coal and a smile so bewitching. How was I supposed to know that my mom was dead in the kitchen? La 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 la. My mother's ashes, even her eyelashes, are resting in a little yellow jar. And sometimes when it's breezy, or if I'm feeling sneezy, and now, excuse me, yeah, noise.
The long and winding road. Disappear. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to your door. The wild and windy. Thank you.
Of Europe and on fire with the hope of it all. There my father's own father stood huddled with the tired and the hungry and scared. Turn of the century pilgrims bound by had the dream that they shared. They were standing in line just like cattle, poked and sorted and shoved. Some were one desk away from freedom, some were torn from someone they loved. Through the sprawling Tower of Babel came a young man, confused and alone, determined and bound for America, and carrying all that he owned. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's immigrant eyes, I saw that day reflected and couldn't hold my feelings inside. I saw starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted, said grandfather's immigrant eyes. Just as clear as the day he sailed through the harbor and came ashore on that island of tears. My grandfather's days were numbered, but I won't let his memory die, 'cause he gave me the gift of this country and the look in his immigrant eyes. Sometimes when I looked in my grandfather's immigrant eyes, I saw that day reflected and couldn't hold my feelings inside. I saw starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted, said grandfather's immigrant eyes. Don't take it for granted, said grandfather's immigrant eyes.
Laser Lloyd channeling Jimi Hendrix. Yikes, that was great. Set My Soul Free. That's on Lots of Love Records here on WMFO Medford, the Voicemobile. All right, before that, Willie Nelson, Immigrant Eyes from the CD Ride Me Back Home. And that's on Legacy Recordings. Chris Smither before that, Drive You Home Again from that same titled CD on Shout the label. Before that, The Beatles, The Long and Winding Road from Let It Be. Joni Mitchell, Big Yellow Taxi. I'm not sure what the heck that was at the end of that. It was hysterical. And then Joan Baez before that, I Shall Be Released. I think that's where we are. So I got to go to an incredible concert at Sanders Hall, Sanders Theater, on Sunday night. And this was 33 years of this group, Child's Play. This was their final concert. Unbelievable. Bob Childs is a luthier, and he made all of the fiddles that are played on this concert. It was just joyful. They videotaped it, and if you're interested, you can go to Child's Play online. They're doing a fundraising to get this film put on PBS. So, oh my gosh, look who's here. Oh, Chris Earle in the house. Look at you. Oh, I'm impressed you came up those stairs. Ah,
dedication.
Oh, oh my gosh. Well, he's back after, this is your first time back?
Second
time back. Yikes. So, yay, sit down and have a load off your feet. Oh my God. I can't believe it. Like Lazarus risen from the D-E-A-D. Oh, that's so great. All right, so this Child's Play, they have the most incredible musicians, dancers. Karen Casey is featured on this, and I'll play something of hers afterwards. So Celtic and dancing, oh my God. And I'm going to forget the dancer's name again. Ay, ay, ay. Well, it'll come to me. I could watch him all day. He's just brilliant. Okay, so here we go. Child's Play, and the song is Sailing Off to Yankee Land.
Leaving all the labors in the house to throng. Father, he looks all around the cabin, sees that he is all alone. Surely his poor heart is breaking, his soul tears will melt as stone. The other day as I went out walking,
Neshama Karlbach from her CD Believe. So let's see, we heard Karen Casey before that, Hold On, Hieroglyphs That Tell the Tale on Vertical Records. So she's talking about Light the Lights. Well, the holiday of Hanukkah is coming, and they have, let's see, the 22nd of December is the first Hanukkah candle, and it runs right through till December 30th. So they have a big festival at, they call it the 6th Annual Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights at the Museum of Fine Arts. And this is a production of, what is this? All these different groups come together to put this on. Jewish Arts Collaborative, I think, are the ones responsible, and input from the MFA and CJP and a bunch of organizations. But apparently, they have free admission from 4 p.m. MFA members skip the line. You can sign up at jartsboston.org and be entered to win a $25 MFA gift card. That's cool. So the events that they have at this, they have family activities and face painting, gallery talks with the MFA Judaica curator, dance along with Vanessa Trin and the Jumping Monkeys. Oh boy, I don't want to miss that. And the Yeko Elmalak group performs in the Shapiro Courtyard. Sounds like a lot of fun. I've never gone to that because it's after my show. Maybe I'll get myself down there. I want to share a little bit the Soul of Hanukkah teachings of Rabbi Shlomo Karlbach, compiled by Rabbi Shlomo Katz. I'll just give you a little taste here. It says that Hanukkah is the time that God is visiting us. It's a very beautiful thing to be invited to the king's palace. But when the king takes time out to visit you, when you are sick, it means he loves you much more. All the great moments when we meet God occur on holidays, when we are not permitted to work. I stop working. I'm going to visit God. In Elul, I meet God in the field. But a home visit? Can you imagine how much God is shining onto me? When I walk in to visit the king in his palace, he smiles at me a little bit. But when the king takes the time to visit me in my house, when he walks in, do you know how much he is smiling? And when our eyes see this smile, we begin to dream once again. He has a way of putting it that's just so different from anything you ever heard before. There's one other little piece. Let's see if I can find it. It would help if I put my glasses on. Okay, this is one of the highest experiences. This is from the preface by Rabbi Simcha and Leah Hochbaum. One of the highest experiences with Reb Shlomo was lighting Hanukkah candles together with the Chevra, that's the community. The routine blessings, lighting and singing Mao Tzur, took on a whole new meaning. Reb Shlomo would transport us into the Holy Temple, not only lighting the wicks, but, I gotta get the right page here. Skipped a page, that won't work. But by igniting our souls. Shlomo always spoke of Hanukkah as being the one holiday where one is required to have a house, ish be ubeto, the fixing of shalom bayit, peace in the home. We were privileged to find our bayit, our place, through you, Rav Shlomo, for meeting each other in your shul. Anyway, I'll be sharing more of that, but let's go out with a little bit from Daniel Gill's CD, Hava Nagila for Real. Okay, and Chris Earle is going to be joining us. Yay! Time travel. And everybody have a safe and lovely, and not eating too much, turkey day. See you next week. Don't be late. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.